Now, turn to test 2, questions 7 to 11. Look at the 5 statements for this task. You will listen to an interview. Decide if each statement is true or false. For questions 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true, according to the text, and F if it is false. Now, you will have 20 seconds to look at the statements for task 2. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Those days I was up to my ears in studying to take exams and enter the university when one day I got a call from my cousin, just a year older than me. We hadn't been in touch for a long time, so I didn't expect to hear from him that day. But his call turned my life upside down. He called me from Africa, enthusiastically telling about his job as a safari tour guide. That was like a bolt from the blue. I couldn't believe my ears as I expected him to study veterinarian science. And that was him who told me about a gap year, a break between studies in high school and university. That news came out from nowhere and made me amazed and puzzled at the same time. The whole idea of taking a year out sounded like an alien concept, something I've never thought about. I told my friend Tom about it, and he said he had in the back of his mind doing a gap year, but didn't think about it frequently. All this pushed me to the deeper thinking about this desirable free time after all these sleepless nights preparing for exams. My main concept was fear to rely on my family for another year. And that after a too long period without studying, I'll find it awfully challenging to recall knowledge. At the same time, it can enable me to gain real-life experience. That is worth its weight in gold. In my dreams, I was traveling to the most remote places in the world and learn about various lifestyles and cultures. And I can earn money for my study as well. I'm still in two minds, but I guess that the pros of leaving study for 1 year will outweighed the cons of it.
Now, listen again.
Those days I was up to my ears in studying to take exams and enter the university when one day I got a call from my cousin, just a year older than me. We hadn't been in touch for a long time, so I didn't expect to hear from him that day. But his call turned my life upside down. He called me from Africa, enthusiastically telling about his job as a safari tour guide. That was like a bolt from the blue. I couldn't believe my ears as I expected him to study veterinarian science. And that was him who told me about a gap year, a break between studies in high school and university. That news came out from nowhere and made me amazed and puzzled at the same time. The whole idea of taking a year out sounded like an alien concept, something I've never thought about. I told my friend Tom about it, and he said he had in the back of his mind doing a gap year, but didn't think about it frequently. All this pushed me to the deeper thinking about this desirable free time after all these sleepless nights preparing for exams. My main concept was fear to rely on my family for another year. And that after a too long period without studying, I'll find it awfully challenging to recall knowledge. At the same time, it can enable me to gain real-life experience. That is worth its weight in gold. In my dreams, I was traveling to the most remote places in the world and learn about various lifestyles and cultures. And I can earn money for my study as well. I'm still in two minds, but I guess that the pros of leaving study for 1 year will outweighed the cons of it.
That is the end of task 2.